We have said it for a long time that all this crisis that the country is experiencing, that is the economic crisis, the social crisis, health, education, and welfare crises are all just mere symptoms of an unworkable system of governance. It is all that shows that the system is unworkable. And it all centers around one major question, that what is the problem of Swaziland? And the problem of Swaziland, unfortunately, points to the issue of the monarchy. And Podemo has said all and over again that the monarch must take its position to look after cultural and traditional issues and leave the government of the people to the people, who should form their own government, elect their own cabinet. Then these will be able to be solved. But as we stand now, the cabinet that is in place, the government that is in place, even the judicial crisis that we're experiencing, the legislature crisis that we're experiencing, all point to the monarchy. Until we have a multi-party democratic government, we will continue to experience this, irrespective of whether we get a bailout or not.
But supporters of the king will say that Swazis or Swaziland has practiced this for a very long time. So the new system of governance that Podemo is proposing might not necessarily work in this instance. Don't you think that it should be a gradual process and an engagement with the standing orders in order to come to a compromise, instead of coming out with such statements saying that the system of governance is not working?
Exactly. That is what we are saying. We have been saying that since 1993, we have issued a document stating that we are prepared to sit down on a national dialogue towards a negotiation to a constituent assembly settlement. That is what we have been saying all along. And we believe that a democratization is a process, as unlike a revolution. But if the current government is not amenable towards negotiations and national dialogue, chances are this then turns out to a revolution. And we are saying we are extending an olive branch, irrespective of what some people are saying. Naturally, any dictatorship has got supporters, and they would like to protect what they are getting and what they will be getting in future. And monarchies, whether they are there or not, they must be dynamic. They must go along with times. We are not saying currently, Podemo is not saying we must overthrow the king. No, we are saying the monarchy must be under a multi-party constitutional government, as it is happening in Lesotho next door, as it is happening in the monarchies in the Republic of South Africa, as it is happening in the Nordic countries in Europe.
What has been the response of the government so far? Political parties are still not allowed in the kingdom. What efforts are you making to come to some form of a negotiated settlement with the monarchy?
As we speak right now, civil society are ready for any negotiations, for any dialogue. But the government and the regime in Swaziland is arrogant, standing aloof, saying that they are a legitimate government. We continue as civil society expressing the wishes of the people, expressing what we believe a better future Swaziland should look like. But as I said, the regime is intransigent, it is arrogant. Now, history has taught us that such governments do not last long. We saw what happened in Nepal just a few years back, and we have seen what is happening in the Arab Springs. We are saying that Swaziland should not come to that phase. People must be ready to come together towards a nation building for a better country. But people are now, they are saying they have had enough. When the government is now proposing to cut down the number of public servants, to even scale down the salaries of civil servants, and the elderly people are not getting their monthly allowances, students at university are not enrolled. We have a problem. This will now rise up to a revolutionary atmosphere.
People in the government and some officials that I have spoken with tend to say that you are only a minority in the country calling for all these changes. So why should they listen strictly to the minority when the majority seem to be agreeing with the position of the government?
Thank you. Well, firstly, nobody has done a referendum to check in terms of numbers. However, no one, no country can allow a situation where the majority says, we are happy with a dictatorship. All the transformations in any country are based from the United Nations Declaration of Fundamental Rights, which espouses the freedom of association, assembly, and expression. This is also contained in the African Charter on Peoples and Human Rights. And therefore, whether there is a minority calling for fundamental human rights, that should happen. We cannot say because the majority are calling for capital punishment in a country and therefore that country must follow suit. No, it doesn't work like that. I believe that the whole civilized community in the globe, and indeed within Swaziland, should agree that time has come that the people of Swaziland attain their freedom. And then people must understand that we are not saying away with the king currently. We are saying the monarchy can still function with a multi-party democracy.